Tilda and the Quatsch Monster, the best of friends, it's obvious. Swinging over houses, riding on their bikes to the moon.
Hello, listener! It's me, Matt, the author of the story you're about to hear. Things are about to get a little crazy in the story, so I want to start this episode with something that I call Imagine-a-yoga, or yogi imagination. The idea is we're going to do a mind-stretching exercise to make sure nobody hurts themselves while they're imagining all the weird stuff that is about to happen in the story. Okay? Should we try it out? Are you ready? So, make yourself comfortable. Sit down or lay down and close your eyes.
And I want you to imagine for a moment that you are a cow and you're standing in front of a mirror. What do you look like? What does your face look like? Now look at your hands. Are they hooves? Or do you still have fingers with little black and white spots on them? Are you standing on two legs or on four? Now, as a cow, I want you to turn around in your imagination and you see someone you know very well. Maybe it's a friend or a loved one. Picture how they would look if their head were a shoe. What kind of shoe are they? When they talk to you, what does that look like? What does it sound and smell like? Now, imagine that you and your friend decide to take a little walk together, but you're not on our planet anymore. You're on the sun, and it's very warm, and very bright, and very warm. So, your friend turns to you and says, let's go for a swim at the pool. But as you get to the pool, it just gets hotter and hotter because you're on the sun, so it's hot water. It's like really hot liquid stuff. And if you start to smell smoke or burning while you're doing the imagine a yoga, you should stop. It's time to stop. 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 Good. Very good. So now that we're all loosened up, let's jump into the chapter. Chapter 8, How to Get to New Voot City. So the plans had been made. Quatch Monster would take Tilda to the place where they hoped to find Arthur, a gaming hall called Stay and Play in the middle of New Voot City. They would convince Arthur to create some musical fuel with them to power the bus so Tilda could go back home. Before they set off, the friends had gathered in front of Quatch's house to say goodbye to the forgetful tree rabbit Boom. Tilda gave her friend a hug. Thank you for all your help. I couldn't have gotten this far without you.
I'm certain that it was probably no problem at all. But if it was, then, you're welcome.
Are you sure you can't come with us? Tilda asked.
Now that you mention it, am I sure I can't go?
Tilda's other magical friend answered for him. Yes, you're too busy, too bad. Boom shrugged.
Well, there you have it. I'm just too busy.
Quatch Monster rolled up the map he was studying and stuffed it into his pocket.
Okay, that's enough chit-chat. So, Tilda, the question for you is, how should we get to New Voot City?
You were the one looking at the map, Tilda laughed. Don't you know where it is?
I didn't ask about where, Quatch sang. I asked about how.
What do you mean, how?
For example, pretty much the fastest way to get anywhere on Witzleben is...
With a flourish, he twirled around and poof, transformed himself into a pink, sparkly cannon.
Just climb inside the firing chamber of the Quatsch cannon and boom, you're there.
Yes, I am, the fastest rabbit in the world echoed. I am here.
Tilda inspected the Quatsch cannon, running her hand along its fuzzy exterior. And what about the landing? How does that work?
We will take all appropriate safety precautions,
her friend said, his stretchy arms plopping a helmet on her head.
But be warned, when you enter the firing chamber, I will no longer be able to talk, as that is also my...
Okay, I'm ready, Tilda called from inside the Quatsch cannon. Next stop, New Voot City. Then,
boom,
the cannon fired Tilda like a human bullet, screaming across the sky at an incredible speed. The air whipped past her face, making her eyes water so much that she could barely see the landscape below her. She tried to lift a hand to wipe the tears, but the pressure of the wind kept her arms pressed flat against her sides.
Quatsch! She called out. Where are you? I can't see anything! Me neither!
Came her friend's voice.
But we should be landing any...
Splash! The two friends made a wet crash landing in the ocean on the other side of the island and plunged under the surface. For a split second, Tilda thrashed about in the liquid ice cream. Then she felt her friend stretch an arm around her and drag her up onto the shore.
Well, that was fun,
he declared as Tilda caught her breath on the beach. Are we even in the right place? She asked. This doesn't look like a city to me.
We must have overshot our target,
the sparkling blob answered.
But that's no problem. Another ride in the old Quatsch cannon can't solve.
I think I've got a better idea, Tilda said. In an instant, there was a bang and a cloud of glittering dust. When the air cleared, Tilda gasped at the ridiculous thing standing in front of her. Her shape-shifting friend had taken on the form of a scruffy, pink-haired camel, but with four skinny robotic legs, each wearing a shiny gold sneaker.
Honk!
The weird-looking Quatsch male grunted.
Your dream ride awaits, my Frank!
Then he stretched his shaggy head down so Tilda could climb aboard.
I can't say a camel with robot legs was the first thing I expected you to think of, but... Honk! As usual, you're full of surprises. Okay, next stop, New Vox City!
There was a whirring sound as the Quatsch male's robotic legs extended upwards, stretching Tilda into the sky. Then...
Sproing, sproing, sproing.
They began to walk across the landscape of Witzleben towards the black cluster of skyscrapers they could now see at the center of the island. But after a few steps, it became clear that the camel body was way too heavy compared to the super long and super skinny robot legs. Having made very little progress, they teetered back and forth, once again on the verge of a crash landing.
Whoa! Careful!
Tilda shouted, gripping tightly to the beast's furry hump.
I'm trying!
Quatsch Monster replied.
But these legs are way too long!
Directly to one side of them, Tilda could see a large patch of farmland, which appeared to be growing some kind of fluffy, colorful crops. On the other side of the field were several houses and barns. If they were careful, they might be able to make a soft landing in the middle of those crops and avoid destroying the home of whoever it was who lived there. "Look!" Tilda cried. "There! Crash there!"
"Okay!"
Whether intentional or not, the Quatchmail managed to stumble and collapse face first right in the middle of the colorful field. If Tilda had kept her eyes open, she would have seen that the plants which cushioned their fall were actually a kind of edible sunflower, with round, frosted donuts sprouting out of their long, green stems. As the two friends slammed into the ground, it caused an explosion of cakey crumbs. Tilda wiped the frosting off her face and opened her eyes. She saw nothing but the blank white sky above her.
"Are you okay?"
asked a strange, gurgling voice. Tilda sat up. Standing over her among the donut flowers were two gigantic grasshoppers. One was slightly more gigantic and wore a straw hat and overalls. She later found out that his name was Chirp. The other, less gigantic grasshopper, who was easily still bigger than Tilda, wore jeans and a baseball hat. She was called Cheep.
"Would you like something to eat?"
Chirp asked. Sure, Tilda said, taking a pink donut from his claw-like hand.
"Go ahead, try it," Cheep encouraged. "They're perfectly ripe."
Tilda took a bite of the pastry, which was warm and fresh, as if it had just come out of the oven. The grasshoppers took her back with them to the farmhouse, where they found Quatchmonster sitting in a rocking chair on the porch, casually popping donuts into his mouth.
"What took you so long?"
he asked. A moment later, another huge insect wearing a white sundress came out of the house, carrying a tray of lemonade.
"Oh, another visitor,"
this third grasshopper said.
"I'll get you a glass."
In a few minutes, the friendly creatures had introduced Tilda to the whole grasshopper family, all of whom, apparently, already knew Quatch.
"We don't normally like to go to New Voot City,"
Chirp, the biggest of the grasshoppers, said.
"Well, if you need to get there, we'd be happy to help."
After they had their fill of freshly harvested donuts and lemonade, Tilda and Quatch Monster climbed onto the backs of Chirp and Cheep. The grasshoppers waved goodbye to their family.
"We'll be back in time for dinner," they promised.
Then they carried the friends off, down the winding country road, gracefully leaping like dancers across a stage. It was such a comfortable way of traveling, they were even able to talk along the way.
"Most people say we should ignore the Voot Monsters,"
Chirp said.
"But I don't believe that. We've been ignoring them since as long as I can remember, and look how big their town has gotten."
Indeed, the sprawling city now loomed large in front of them. The huge cluster of skyscrapers and tightly packed houses stood out against the colorful landscape of Witzleben like a black hole. Now that they were so close, Tilda recognized a sound emanating from the city. "Is that music?" she asked.
"No, that's Brahms,"
Quatch Monster growled.
"The most boring composer that has ever existed."
When they got close enough for Tilda to hear the tinkling waltz of a piano and the jaunty strumming of a cello, the smaller grasshopper stopped suddenly and refused to continue.
"Sorry," Cheep said, "but that music gives me the creeps."
Once again, Tilda said goodbye to some new friends. She promised to visit whenever she returned.
"Make sure you come in winter," Chirp said. "That's when we harvest the cinnamon rolls."
Then Tilda took Quatch Monster by the hand, and the two friends walked the rest of the way to New Voot City.
That wraps it up for this episode. If you would like a digital copy of our first book, just send us a picture of your favorite part of the story today. You can reach us at quatchmonsterpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram. Thanks for listening.